Blood Fever, The Young James Bond, Book 2, by Charlie Higson, read by Nathaniel Parker. The Magyar. Amy Goodenough was the luckiest girl alive. Here she was in the Mediterranean, on her father's beautiful yacht, when she should have been at school. It was a glorious day. Apart from a long black smudge of smoke to the south, the sky was a deep, unbroken blue. She tilted her face up to catch the warmth of the sun, breathed in slowly, and smiled. Really, she had no right to be here. A fire had destroyed several of the buildings at her school, and it had been forced to close early for the summer. Many of the other girls had been hurriedly packed off to other schools to finish the term, but not Amy. She had easily persuaded her father to let her join him on his annual spring cruise around the Greek islands, on condition that a personal tutor came with them. Since Amy's mother had died of scarlet fever 2 years ago, her father had been very lonely, and he was glad of his daughter's company. Amy spent the mornings below decks with her tutor, Grace Wainwright, and the rest of the time was hers to enjoy. Grace, a serious and slightly nervous young woman from Leeds, had been strict at first, but the gentle lapping of the water against the hull and the warm, scented air of the Greek islands had soon worked their magic on her. With each day, the lessons grew shorter, the worry lines on Grace's face softened, and the light shone more brightly in her eyes. This morning, they had finished lessons at 11 o'clock. Grace had sighed and pushed away the book of French grammar they had been struggling over, then stared longingly out through a porthole at a perfect disk of blue sky. "Well, that's it for today," she had said. "Don't tell your father." Amy stepped up on the bulwark.